from KQED.
Tonight, the San Francisco Giants play the first game of the World Series after winning the National League title Monday night against the St. Louis Cardinals. That last triumphant pitch in Game 7 was thrown by Giants closer Sergio Romo. And it so happens he's a native of California's Imperial Valley. Reporter Valerie Hamilton takes us to a farm town near the Mexican border that's growing baseball giants.
Sergio Romo's baseball career started here, the pitcher's mound in the backyard of the house where he grew up. It's about 50 feet from the back window with predictable results.
One of those times Sergio was throwing, was playing, and I guess they were trying to get each other out or something, and Sergio threw the ball and he broke that window.
Sergio's parents, Leticia and Frank, still live here.
I don't want to fix it because I told him, whenever you make it up there, you're going to have to fix it yourself. So I'm waiting for him to come and fix it still.
It didn't surprise me. He also broke the neighbor's light fixture. And, I mean, I asked him, I go, I mean, what were you thinking about me? What are you trying to do? And he just told me straight out. He said, I just wanted to see if I could hit it. And he did. You know, he had very good aim.
Brawley, California is a long way from the lights of AT&T Park. About 25,000 people live in this farm town out in the desert scrubland of the Imperial Valley. Main Street is a dusty arcade of shuttered stores. Unemployment is over 30%, among the highest in the state. There's no big college, no stadium. The only big city nearby is Mexicali, Mexico, 22 miles to the south.
Brawley would be probably a slightly bigger version of Mayberry, although not quite as nice. But
Rudy Cinez retired from the major leagues in 2010. He grew up in Brawley, too. So did Alan Foulkes, who pitched in the 1980s. So did Sid Monhey, a pitcher in the 1970s.
Tim Howard, Steve Whitehead, Sergio's brother, Andrew Romo.
And another. It turns out Brawley's sugar beets and melons have some competition for number one crop. The town and the Imperial Valley around it have sent more than 20 players to the major and minor leagues.
I wish I could tell you, oh, it's because we have the special water, or it's not.
Pedro Carranza played pro ball, too, for the Colorado Rockies. Now he coaches Brawley's high school team.
Cameron, make sure you use two hands. Don't get lazy.
Even mid-October, the desert climate isn't ideal for baseball practice.
This is pretty cool, right? I think 95.
But in the winter, when the U.S. is packing away its bats and gloves, baseball in Mexico is still going strong. And that may be the secret to Brawley's success. Mexicali's winter leagues, a half hour down the road, are open to amateurs and pros. That means Brawley high schoolers can train across the border alongside professionals looking for a game.
For instance, I was 16 and playing against men 30. You know, 30 years old, 35 years old, you're playing against some good ball players. And any given Sunday down there, you could be running into a Enrique Lechuga, who played with the White Sox, who's in the Mexican leagues right now. Julian Arbayo also played with the Yankees. Same thing. They're playing in Mexicali, you know, this weekend. Any one of my high school kids that if he plays down there is facing one of those guys.
Mexican Americans have played baseball across the border here for generations.
So Sergio's grandfather played down in Mexicali. Sergio's dad played in Mexicali. Sergio played in Mexicali.
You hear about some of the teammates saying, yeah, I played with your grandfather, I played with your uncle, or this or that or the other. And it's just like, wow, it's just like roots just spreading out all over the place.
Those roots mean everything to Frank Romo, who came to Brawley from Mexico as a child. He cut his own baseball career short to work the fields. His father before him did the same.
Diablos Rojos de Mexico, the professional team from Mexico City, they wanted to sign my dad, and my dad couldn't go either because they had a lot of work in the farm. I've been living dreams through my kids. Sergio's a Major League Baseball player. This is his fifth season. Can you believe that? It's awesome.
At Johnny's Burrito downtown, the next generation of players from Brawley Union High line up for a carbo-loaded lunch of fries with cheese. Todd Marquez sits at a picnic table outside with some teammates. He says Brawley's secret baseball recipe is no secret at all.
I guess people from Brawley just love to play baseball. And they just don't give up. Just keep on trying hard till they get there, till they succeed.
Brawley players have made it to 3 World Series so far. This year is the 4th. They've won every time. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton in Brawley.